Right now, we're going to go to my guest. I'm super excited to have this guest on today. She's been on before, but they keep doing great work. The Community Foundation of the Florida Keys. They've just awarded, is it $90,000 for COVID-19 relief in the Keys. Since mid-March, the Community Foundation of the Florida Keys and its donors have contributed over $400,000 to the community during this crisis. So we're going to talk to the boss, the executive director, Jennifer McComb. How are you?
Hi, Gwen. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for taking the time. You all have been super busy. What's going on over there?
We really have. Right from the front of this situation, we started our Florida Keys Emergency Relief Fund for COVID-19. We've been getting donations mostly online, but also some big checks coming in, and we've been giving it right back out into the community to help the people that are out of work and needing food and other supplies.
That's amazing. And the Community Foundation of Florida Keys has been around for a long time, right?
Yes. Next year is our 25th birthday.
And it's so that's great.
Yes. And we're probably going to have some special celebration and campaign, but you never know. We're just waiting to see what happens with this whole situation. And our donors have already been so generous through this fund, and many through their own donor-advised funds that usually Key West residents or throughout the Keys that might be giving to the arts or museums and special causes to them, maybe animals. They're not only giving to those nonprofits, but also giving to human services, many of them for the first time. So it's really nice to see them giving to our fund and to food banks and to help out these people that are out of work.
Wow, that is amazing. And talk about the needs that are out there in the Keys, and also obviously your nonprofit is a Keys-wide organization. But what are the needs that I would assume food is up there?
Yeah, food's up there, and the food banks and United Way are doing a great job. There's so many different organizations across the Keys that are having the drive-through pantries. They're very effective. You know, they're being taxed very heavily, though, on their resources, that when they get through this, the food banks are still going to need donations. And, of course, the number one is rent, and none of us seem to really be able to help with that because the numbers are so big. There's so many people that are behind on their rent payments.
Wow. And as I was driving into the station this morning, a Farm Share and a bunch of other partners in the city of Key West are hosting a drive-through food distribution to feed 500 local families today. It starts at 9, goes till noon. It's at Key West City Hall. Everyone's lining up on United Street. And it was, you know, huge line already. And this was around 8 o'clock when I drove up. And it astounds me to see the number of cars out there at Bernstein Park and the Basilica when it comes to Star of the Sea Foundation setting up the drive-through food. It's hard to believe we're in such a tough economic time. Well, it's not hard to believe because everyone's unemployed, but it's an ongoing need, the food and the rent, right? It's not going to be stopped.
Right. Even after people go back to work, they're going to be behind on their bills and still need help. So we're very cognizant of that. And, you know, we're even thinking into the future there could be a hurricane. So we're keeping some money aside just in case something else happens. So we want to be sure that we're here for the people of the Keys. We're in it for good. we're just so happy that we're here to help everyone. And we have, you know, endowed funds, which are forever funds that we spend the interest. And that's how we can help everyone get through these situations.
Oh, that's how it works. This is interest off funds that is going out to...
Well, we're using a little bit of everything. Some of it's donations that are coming in. You know, every day we're getting online gifts, and we're so, so thankful for that. We had a special fund set up by the Landaus, Julie and John Landau. He's the one that produced
Titanic.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah, the Titanic producer. They live in, I think, Alma-Ata.
Yeah. Yes, they do. So they wanted to make sure we were definitely helping the Upper Keys, which we were anyway, but their fund already has over $50,000 into it, and we're
wow.
still getting donations, and we're going to be giving that out soon, too. So we're happy everybody keeps giving so we can keep giving.
Because I always wondered, you know, I've been here a few years, and I always wondered, well, Community Foundation of the Florida Keys, is that kind of what Shall used to do as far, well, similar, like gather money and then distribute it to different nonprofits? That's what y'all do.
Yes, we kind of help donors give away money better
because
we have all these special donor advised funds and endowed funds, And, you know, we have our money invested into a pool with other community foundations, so it's billions of dollars. And so we can access very, you know, exclusive investments to get better rates and returns and really make sure that the money is going to be there when the nonprofits need it.
And, you know, every little bit helps, and the Keys community is so strong when it comes to helping each other. But man, $400,000 since March, that's an astounding amount of money, and it kind of shows the reach that the Community Foundation of the Florida Keys has. I mean, there's power there.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's the philanthropy side of things has helped at least $1 million, you know, if you consider the Ocean Reef Foundation and United Way. And other groups that are giving, we've had a very generous population. And, there actually was a study out last week that the Community Foundation people were talking about. It's from a company called Candid. They said worldwide philanthropy giving in the last couple months has been $10.2 billion.
Wow. And it just shows that people
are giving in the Keys small.
People want to help. And I, you know, I have a lot of nonprofits on and, you know, they'll talk about food pantries and food banks. And, you know, I know people think, oh, well, I'll go to Publix and buy a bunch of tuna, which is fine. But it seems like with, you know, cutting a check is the quickest, easiest, best way, because the nonprofits know what they need and they know how to go get, supplies, right?
Yes, they get a discount, wholesale, below wholesale. People are giving them donations, so they can make the money go a lot farther. And when you give through the Community Foundation, we're monitoring all the needs every day. And so even if you only give $50, you're helping us support, you know, dozens of nonprofits with that instead of picking one and not really sure what they're doing with it. But we're just encouraging everyone to give, whether directly to a nonprofit or through our fund. Anyone who can, you know, of course, a lot of people can't right now, but if you can, please do help us. Our website is cffk.org/help for the online giving.
That's great. That's great. And people could call you if they have a question.
Of course. Yeah. The number
you're right
is
there.
305. Yeah, I'm in the office right now. 305-292-1502. I'll call you back after I'm on the
Yeah. Radio. Yeah. Well, she's busy right now. Jennifer McComb from the Community Foundation of the Florida Keys. Now, how long have you been? I know you've been on the show before and I've asked you all these questions, but hey, refresh us. How long have you been in the Keys and where do you hail from?
I'm originally from California, but I've been coming to the Keys my whole life to visit my grandparents and, I have lived here full-time since 2011, but I was in the Upper Keys, and I've been in Key West for about 6 months.
Oh, wow. You just moved. You know, congratulations. It's hard to move here.
Thank you.
It's not easy, and welcome, welcome. And so you know the Keys, and, you know, before this pandemic, before Irma, you know, in between these crises, there's always a need here. It's so expensive to live here. So many people work two or three jobs, and so many people are out of work right now waiting on benefits. It's always been a tough place to make ends meet.
Yes, but it seems like everybody pulls together. It's really a great community, and everybody's been so welcoming to me. I've really enjoyed my 6 months here, and I hope I get to stay forever.
People are amazing, and people are, you know, I always say on the radio, hey, if you're hurting, you're not alone. There's so many resources. You know, just ask your neighbor, ask your friend, you know, where can I go? And it's not hard to find help down here, and it's really a time where there's just no, you know, no shame in asking for help. Everybody's in the same sort of, not the same boat, that's not true, but I mean, a lot of people are in that boat, the hurting boat.
Exactly, and I'm so happy I'm in a job where I can help all these people and, you know, get the calls every day. And one number I'd like to share with your listeners is Monroe County Social Services, because that's a number that you can call, and if they can't help you, they really know who to direct you to.
Mm.
And that one is 305-292-4408.
Monroe County Social Services, and yeah, I know some of those people. They're great. They do know. They know exactly where to direct you if you're in crisis. You just give you're just help is a call away. And I just can't get over. You know, I've lived in other places, and New Orleans was like a big small town, and everyone, you know, looked out for one another. But this, the island culture is different. I mean, people really do look out for one another and are so generous with, you know, because obviously there are people who are working and who are well off, and they're really digging deep, right?
Yes. And like you said, it's also a lot of grassroots, you know, people helping their neighbors, but it's not all through, you know, funds like we have. I like all the grassroots of neighbors helping neighbors that happens here. That I agree with you. It's not like a regular city. It's really a unique place.
I'm telling you, island life. Jennifer McComb from the Community Foundation of the Florida Keys is my guest. This agency, you know, they know what they're doing when it comes to obtaining and collecting and spending money in the best possible ways. I mean, that's their thing. What kind of nonprofits have you distributed money to recently? Who's getting the help?
I came on the show last time. I believe we had just given a lot of money to food banks, $30,000 across the Keys. Since then, we've realized really the nonprofits, a lot of them need help. Even some of them that had good savings are running through it. They've had shows canceled. So in our most recent grant round, we gave out to 20 different charities, including one that we'd never given to before, the Florida Keys Farm and Market Cooperative. Came up, and they're giving out food in the Upper Keys, and then we gave to all different kinds of organizations. Womankind, we hadn't given to them for a long time, but the women still need to go in and get their services. They still have patients that they're serving, and their donations are down. So I'm just happy that we're able to help so many different kinds of organizations. If someone's bored at home and they want to see what we've been doing, I encourage you to go to our page at cffk.org/videos. And have an enjoyable few, well, probably it could take you half an hour to go through all our videos of the different projects that we've been funding lately, since we can't do the big, you know, the big check presentation that you always see those pictures of. Mm-hmm. We decided to have representatives of the different organizations make a quick little home video of and tell us what they're doing with the money that we gave them, and they're really enjoyable to watch.
That's great. That's great. So go to cffk.org. /videos.
Yeah,
check it
you
out.
Could share that on your Facebook page.
We will share it. We will share it and get it out there because it's great to see what's going on. And yeah, that's a great point that this pandemic hit during what I was told from nonprofit people. It hit during grant writing season. It hit during fundraising. Well, there's always a fundraiser in Key West, but a lot of the big ones, like the spring parties and the fundraising events, you know. They can't happen. So people, you know, they can't fundraise the way they're used to.
Yeah, there's never a good time of year for something like this to happen, but it really wasn't good this time.
Yeah, and and I thought of that when things started, bars shut down and there were restrictions on all kinds of businesses, and it's like, you can't have the Aqua Idol or you can't have the spring social for the SPCA, and I kind of, you know, they're making up for that, but the Community Foundation of the Florida Keys has always been there, but really, do you think you see it stepped up in the past 3 months, right?
Yes, yeah, so we actually helped a lot after Irma too, so we're here all the time. We're here in Paradise for good, but especially when there's a disaster, that's when we get really busy.
Definitely. Now, if someone's out there with a nonprofit, maybe a new one, or you know, I assume there's an application process if they want to seek some help from the Community Foundation of the Florida Keys. How do they go about that?
Yes. Well, they can just call the office and tell me about what they're doing, because I do have donors that want to give to specific causes. So it's always good for me to be aware of what people are doing. We can only give 501c3s after this COVID-19 situation. We've had a lot of pop-up groups that just generous people that are putting out, you know, buffets and drive-throughs, pantries, and unfortunately, because of the IRS restrictions, we can only give to 501c3s. We do have a wish list on our website that we've been building, and that page is cffk.org/nonprofit needs. So you can there and check out different needs that people from charities have requested to us to get put out to the community, and not just us, but to all funders. And it's limited to health and human services. We're also going to add some wish list items from our agency fund holders as well. So check back on that page for the next couple of weeks. We'll be adding more wish list items.
And it's a great website, cffk.org. I'm not a critic of websites. I'm more of an aficionado, because I'm a reporter. That's my job. And y'all, it's all there. Any information you want to find out, it's enjoyable. It's put together well. No, you would be shocked. Well, you know, because you're in the business. You know, you go to some website and it doesn't say anything. You're just like, you can't figure it out. And I just appreciate y'all's website.
Oh, thank you. I think you complimented it last time too.
I'm saying it as many times as you want. I'm trying to be positive. Like, you gotta get it. You gotta give people credit where credit is due, because there are some people that have a lot of time on their hands, and they might be, you know, people are always questioning nonprofits. Like, where does the money go? I'm like, well, it's right there. They have to tell you. You could Google any nonprofit, and like when they go for the county money, the HSAB, they have to put it all out there. You know, what they spend and what they take in and their expenses, and it's pretty transparent when you're a nonprofit, right?
Yes. I mean, anybody can go on guidestar.org if you want to research a charity and see if it really is a 501c3, and there's all kinds of information on there.
A lot of regulation.
Yes. We have a very comprehensive and unique listing, a database on our website of the nonprofits and the keys. So we're proud of that, and it takes a lot to upkeep it, of course, because the phone numbers and addresses and everything changes, but we try to keep it as updated as we can, and that's definitely a resource if somebody's just coming into town and is wondering where they could volunteer or what causes might appeal to them for donations.
That's great. Jennifer McComb from the Community Foundation of the Florida Keys, you've been awesome. The agency again has distributed $400,000 since mid-March to various nonprofits. They're all 501c3s and across the Keys, not just Key West or Marathon, but the Keys wide. And I just want to thank you for taking the time, and I appreciate it, and thanks for all that you do. You must be working crazy hours, right? Like, everyone's like, oh, no, this is my calling. And I'm like, yeah, but you're working hours you've never worked, right?
Right, but I'm very grateful, because I know some people are not working at all.
I feel the same way.
Not only am I working all kinds of hours, but I'm doing it to help people that need our help, so I'm just very happy.
Well, thank you on behalf of the community for being part of that machine that helps everybody. You know, it helps so many families and people that maybe we don't always see the need, but I think this has really brought up the fact that people are hurting, and there are resources. That's the great thing about the Keys.
Absolutely.
Well, you're the best. Thank you for taking the time. Hope you can come on again sometime, and we'll let you go, but have a wonderful and productive day.